was watching CNN alone in my total lockdown mode, when along came a headline that shook me in my own abode. The total number of corona cases, Cooper cried. Here's the latest tally of all the people that have died. Anderson asked me if I thought this pandemic would ever end. And I said, listen, Cooper, this super virus will die too, my friend. But first, corona's everywhere, man. COVID's everywhere, man. Across the whole world, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. It's on your face and hair, man. Corona's everywhere. It's killing Wuhan, Chicago, Milan, Minnesota, New Rochelle's a living hell, New York City, North Dakota, London, Toronto, Ottawa, Oklahoma, Tampa, Florida, Spring Breakers brought it home, and all is Baltimore, Mexico, and Amarillo, took a pill in Barranquilla, and Padilla, it's a kill. Corona's everywhere, man. COVID's everywhere, man. Across the whole world, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. It's in your face and hair, man. It's on your underwear. Canceled MLB and NBA, Coachella's done, it's gone away. Olympics push until next year, so stay at home and drink a beer. Or rather, why don't you drink a few, or a six-pack or a case will do. A kegerator will be just fine, I'm not alone, I'm on FaceTime. I just drank a box of wine, at this point I drink turpentine. Liquors that are clear and brown, I just drink them down. Corona's everywhere, man. COVID's everywhere, man. Across the whole world, bare, man. Breathe the mountain air, man. It's in your face and hair, man. Corona's everywhere.
Our guest, Jeff Richards, enters the circle then, now, and in the future. There is no time, only a flat circle. Jeffrey Richards, your middle name is what?
My middle name is my middle name is Hansen.
Oh, really? Hansen? Yeah. Oh, handsome Hansen Richards, they used to call you.
Well, I wish that were more the case, but you know, it's an O, it's not an A. So you got to remember that when you're signing checks.
I remember that, kid. It's an O, not an A. That's where they get you. The devil's in the details, handsome Hanson Richards. When you were working at 30 Rock, did you ever get in the elevator and go down to Matt Lauer's sex dungeon?
I was offered a couple different times. But most of my activities took place in the elevator, so I can't get in.
Your sexual activities?
I can't really get into much, anything further, really.
Oh, sure. Not while there's a case pending. You got to make sure all the O's are A's and the T's are dotted and the I's right. are lowercase J's. And I mean, you know. All right, so Jeff Richards, you have the capability of impersonating David Letterman, who is basically... It's very difficult an impersonation. So I just assume you could maybe also impersonate another very difficult person to impersonate, Alan Alda. Has anyone ever challenged you to do an Alda?
I mean, an on-the-spot Alda?
No, I mean, that's a title if I've ever heard one. That's a band name.
On the set of MASH all the time. God damn it, another on-the-spot Alda, and I stepped in it. God damn it, Hawkeye!
Do Alan Alda? No, I don't know how to do Alan Alda.
But you did, okay, so correct me if I'm wrong. You have impersonated David Letterman before.
Nice to see. Good to have you with us. they say the show is wild, but I don't know. I would say more like timid. And you would hope for at least some point having the last biscuit.
So back to the on the spot Alda, which again happened all over the 4077s. I mean, on the spot Alda behind the curtain, on the spot Alda, and sure at the swamp, you know, sure. Obviously at the swamp. But then also like Hot Lips Houlihan in her dressing room, a lot of on the spot Aldas, and she was unaware. But Alan Alda and Howard Stern sound very similar. One time Howard Stern was on NPR. Excuse me, strike that, reverse it. One time Alan Alda was on the Black Comedy Channel. That's the reverse of NPR. Anyway, one time Alan Alda was on NPR, and I was like, oh, cool, Howard Stern's on NPR. But it wasn't Howard Stern, Jeff and Jason. It wasn't. It was Alan Alda. They are very similar. It's a very low. It's a very low timbre.
All right.
And it's a very. It's like I don't. It's like a. It's a new northeastern dialect.
Actually, yeah.
Taking my cable knit sweater off. Sorry.
Hold on. I'm gonna do this.
It's a video show too. So
yeah. Watch this. Hey, right here you go, Chris. This is
okay.
This is for.
Oh God! I lost the cans.
Here we go.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, turning my phone on always makes me laugh. Listen, I want to talk about something great. You want to talk about something great? I want to talk about Jiffy Lube. Jiffy Lube's amazing. They're the most amazing thing in the world. The people that work there are so nice.
Sure, here's what drives me completely and totally insane in a very vulnerable way, but it's real and I can feel it. It's when people say, oh, you should take in more vegetables. Oh, really? Taking more vegetables. What are these vegetables, homeless? What are they, roaming the streets as we speak? And even if I wanted to, in my house, they'd never make it through the gates. Well, except for the snow peas.
I woke up at 2 a.m., did 78 pull-ups with a bag of shattered rocks between my legs. They weren't shattered when I started. I still take Bitcoin. Best Buy gift cards, 7-Eleven gift cards, orange chicken from Panda Express. Not a gift card. Just give me the orange chicken.
Don't put the apples on top of the bananas. The bananas are soft. The apples are hard. The apples will bruise the bananas. He said, it'll be fine. I said, don't talk to me like that. You don't know me, Jack.
So 2 days ago, here I am, Dave, sleeping in bed, and I get this craving for something new.
Kind of tired. I've been roasting like crazy. We had roast battle, roasted Bruce Willis, had regular roast, beef, on sourdough.
The most magnificent, captivating creature in all the world, the big fish.
Yeah, do me a favor. Don't sneeze in my face, okay? You have to cough. Do it somewhere else. He was 9 years old, man.
Hey, everybody, it's Louie.
That was scary.
I peed into an ice cream bowl last night. You ever do that?
Oh, wow.
Oh, shit.
Wow. All right, man. If I can go back to the Jiffy Lube thing. Dude, people at Jiffy Lube are so pissed because now part of the job description, if you work there, is not just doing lube jobs and checking air in the tires and putting the dipstick in. You also have to be, like, if you're the new guy at Jiffy Lube, you have to stand outside Jiffy Lube with a sign that says, please come inside Jiffy Lube. Have you noticed this? This is new in the past, like, 5-10 years. They didn't used to do this. Like, Jiffy Lube used to be, like, one of the only games in town where you could get in and get out. Easy Lube comes. Others, Quickie Lube, perhaps. I don't know. There's some other ones. Regardless, Jiffy Lube now, the new guy at Jiffy Lube literally has to go hold out, like stand outside in the street with the sign that says $9.99 oil changes, you know, for the next 30 minutes. But that guy is real pissed because he's trying to be a mechanic. He's not trying to be the fucking sign flipper that tells you where there's low condos. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. I don't know if you're keyed into what's happening at Jiffy Lube right now, but Jeff.
Are they doing that? What are they doing now? That guy's out of a job because
out of jobs. No one's driving. No one needs lube quickly.
Actually, no, we got our oil changed.
Dude, I want to go to Stagnant Lube. I want to stay there as long as possible. I don't want it done too jiffily. I am sick of my fucking family and my stupid loved ones in my home. I want to go to Stagnant Oil and just spend the rest of the day there watching them do the oil. And I don't want fucking Ronnie, who's the new guy out there with the sign. I think he should be in there with a rag over his shoulder. You know what I mean? One of these, like just right over the shoulder.
Chris, you know, that's a great bit right there for you, man. Like to break this whole beautiful conversation up, but Stagnant Oil sounds like a company and Sam Elliott would be a great spokesperson for Stagnant Oil.
Hey,
you got a Chevy Silverado. Silverado.
Silverado.
You got a Chevy Dildorado. Four-wheel drive instead of two balls. Chevy Dildorado. You need to get that oil changed, but you don't want it done too quick. Stagnant lube. I fucked Cher and Bradley Cooper.
I love it. How about
Jeff, where are you right now, bro?
Yeah.
I don't want to show off my house, so I'm
where in the world is Carmen Jeff?
Oh, I'm in my apartment.
Okay. Expand a little. I don't need an address. What neighborhood? What city?
Near 99 Center.
You're like, I'm in my rec room.
No,
I'm in my apartment. Where? In the apartment building. Where? On my block.
On the, the corner.
On my block.
Down the street.
In the area where I live in, right.
You live in WeHo?
WeHo, yeah.
Nah, I used to live on Willoughby in between Fairfax and Hayworth. Willoughby and Hayworth. And diagonally across from my place was a school, an elementary school. And when I first moved there in like 2000, it was the year 2000. And I literally moved in and it must have been summer. And the school hadn't started. So all of a sudden school starts. And I didn't even realize, probably because I was on so many drugs, that there was a school diagonally across the street from me. And literally every morning that school bell would wake me up and I would be in a fucking panic.
Oh.
I didn't do my homework. That I was unprepared, that I was late for homeroom, that I was when I was naked, that I was too gay, that I wasn't gay enough. Like all the things that you were worried about in high school or school came all flooding back in that one bell to my REM sleep. And it lasted like for weeks until my brain just stopped hearing it until I was, and then eventually it just became white noise. And why gotta be white noise?
Because, right, was the progression like it brought up all these feelings at first, but then it became like, oh, I'm skipping school. Right.
Like, yeah. I'm not going. I'm not going.
I'm not getting out of bed.
What are they going to do? Come across the street and drag me there? Guess what? I'm a grown man. I shouldn't be dragged to fourth grade. That's a bad look on that school.
Right.
Checkmate me. Fuck yourself, principal.
So
did you guys get the Amber Alert today, or is that just regional?
We got that. I got that.
But you and I live relatively close.
That's right.
Jeff, did you get the Amber Alert today?
I did. I got one, yeah.
All right, let's just – I feel like not only is this a comedy podcast, but it's also, it's a service. And it's – look, guys, green Honda Civic, California plate, 6GXX720, just – obviously, that's a dad who wanted to see his kids, and the mom's a bitch, right? Isn't that what most Amber Alerts are?
You clearly don't watch enough Netflix.
But there's, there's honest Amber Alerts out there where kids are getting kidnapped and tortured and ransoms and stuff. But most of these Amber Alerts are a mom who's like, oh, fuck him. He ain't gonna see his kids if I didn't get my payments. That's what I think most Amber Alerts are. But what do I know? I've only been involved in 6 or 7.
Well, I mean, a Honda Civic is a sensible car.
It's a good dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's not like a vanity plate. It's just a regular license plate, I think they should also let you know if it's like registered, like if it's currently registered, if it's an outdated registry.
And he wasn't armed and dangerous, right? He wasn't, like, the last one that came through, like, a week ago was, like, armed and dangerous, do not approach, like, fucking cholo, bango, kicky, or,
Jason, I saw the goats in your neighborhood, bro. I was doing one of my sanity drives, and I saw the flock of goats that keep the debris and the brush down, so there's no fires.
Oh, I've been looking for those goats.
Yeah,
I got a peacock.
Oh, you got a peacock in your neighborhood?
No, I got a peacock in my front bush.
What?
Really?
Every like 5 o'clock every day, like he comes over and goes, bah, bah,
bah. Dude, they're so loud, right? It's a dude, so he like shows his plumages to try to get laid because girls aren't as sexy as the boys in the peacock world.
I actually haven't personally seen them. My neighbors told me about them.
Are you so quarantined you can't look at the fucking peacock on your front porch, bro?
I didn't know he was there. No, he's over on the other. He go, like, you know how I have those tall bushes between the neighbor's yard and my yard?
Yeah.
He goes up over, like, I wouldn't see him when I go outside. So if he's quiet, I wouldn't know.
So but you just hear him off in the distance.
Yeah, the neighbors get to hang out with him. They see him.
But you do you talk to your neighbors? Or are they saying this over the fence like Home Improvement Wilson style?
We do the hey, how's it going in the driveway?
And they go, have you seen this fucking peacock?
Yeah, she's from Brooklyn, actually.
You seen this fucking peacock owl, huh? Come on, hey. Forget about it.
Fucking peacock shrugging. I knew peacock fucking military academy.
Fucking strutting around, cocky, you know, with the colors. We get it, okay?
Yeah, fucking, you know, wise up and put a fucking mask on. Fucking asshole. This guy's fucking sneezing my face and he tried to eat my ass.
Seriously, though, have you ever had a peacock eat your asshole out? It's goddamn heaven on earth. It is magnificent. It's a joy. It is a joy. You're getting your back stores taken care of. Your back stores, but the stores in the front, they're ready to go as well. Your back stores. It's not your back door. It's not your filthy chimney. It's your back stores.
Yeah.
It's towards your the back of the mall.
The rear pantry.
Brick and mortar. You ever remember that show, Morton Downey Jr.? Remember him?
Hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell.
And it was lips. Like, was it like the logo of the show was like lips?
Yeah.
And he was always smoking a cigarette, I believe.
Yeah. Oh. I made a tape when I was in eighth grade. I made a tape and I sent it to Morton Downey Jr. And I filmed myself in front of a tree how I was pissed about something. I can't remember what it was. And I'm like, hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell. And I'm like a little 12-year-old.
But you weren't mad. You weren't mad about the tree. You have no memory of why you were mad.
Right. No.
You just sent in a VHS tape.
Yeah.
Filmed on a camcorder where you put the actual VHS tape into the camcorder, I'm imagining. Oh,
yeah. Yeah.
And it was massive. And you have no memory of why you were mad as hell. You just know that you were mad as hell.
It probably was. I don't know why. I had nothing to be mad about at that age. Everything was fine, but.
Are you from the Northeast? I believe he was regional. No, was he national?
He was.
Where are you from?
I'm from the Bay Area, East Bay.
Oh, Northern California.
Yeah.
Oh well, and Morton Downey Jr. was national by that point. You were mad as hell all the way.
Yeah.
From the Northern California.
Yeah. It was literally, this was the level of intimidating. Was, hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell. You know, it's like when Oprah would have like a little kid come out and do something, and it didn't matter how good it was, just because they're little.
Aww, he's little.
Well, that was me. Like I had the degree of difficulty didn't have to be so. Anyway, I lost myself on that.
I think you should have said out you were mad as heck because you're younger. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
As soon as you saw the hell, they're like, this kid's too rough for us. He's too hot. This kid's too hot. This kid's too hot for WWOR where we are.
Hey, Mort, I'm mad as heck.
About homework. And why aren't there more cookies? There he is. Oh, dude.
Oh, there he is.
He's definitely dead with all the cigarettes in the teeth.
Yeah, look at that. Right there. Look at that cigarette.
He is not with us. If Robert Downey Jr. and Morton Downey Jr. had a baby, what would the baby's name be?
Hey, Mort, I'm mad as hell, okay? It's your whole thing, right? It's the most amazing thing in the whole world. It's like, you know, it's like I'm mad as hell, Mort. Don't you find it strange and weird and cathartic that at some point you're going to eat Jell-O?
Hulk want green Jell-O.
Whatever you want, Hulk. It's up to you. Whatever you want.
Hulk's favorite show, MASH, not smash.
Okay, not so much in the face. I can see your breath.
Alan Alda drop.
Okay, somebody hasn't had their medication. Okay, all right, here we go.
I miss Ed Norton Jr., Robert Downey Jr.
you know, at some point they're going to come get you with the white jackets.
Why it got to be white jacket? Ah, Hulk's turning into animal. Ah, Hulk, eat drums.
It's up to you, Hulk. But, you know, you're going to have to digest that at some point.
It's up to you, Hulk. You should beat the drums, though, not eat the drums. Do you just do, when a new impression hits, do you almost hear you doing it in your brain first before you even actually vocalize it? Like, well, if you hear Bernie Sanders and you're like, oh my God, I know I can do that. Or do you hear it like in your brain, like, oh, I bet you this is what my Bernie Sanders would sound like. Or this,
yeah,
is what-
I think it's like when you hear like an angle that you can mock the person, like an right. angle you can go in at. And if I hear him a certain way, I go, oh, that kind of sounds like a guy that's kind of like this. I know how to do that. And then, you know, so that'll happen. Something will just click, like Jimmy Fallon, you know, like working with him. I never could do an impression of him or it even happened, you know, try or anything like that. But then when I would watch his show after he got the Tonight Show years later, it's like, he's just like, you know, he has to do so many shows. Right. So he's just like, and he's got to get in that mode where it's just like, hey, it's the most amazing thing in the world. So cool. So so cool. I was like, oh my God, no way. Yeah. You know, oh my God, no way. Yeah.
Right.
Cause he's got to do so many interviews, so many
mindless interviews.
Yeah. He's got to get into a mode. Otherwise you can't survive that job. Right.
Right. Right.
So he's just like, so cool. So you got a new car? Oh wow! You know, do you like the seats? Yeah, so cool.
You know, ours for reverse.
That's so cool, you know.
And it's neutral.
Wow! Oh wow! Wow!
I always thought it was N for not driving.
Hey Jeff, do you start with mechanics or audio first?
Like, hi Jeff, this is Jason, long time listener, first time caller. Do you start with mechanics,
or do you go?
I don't even know what that means,
Jeff. Like, you ever fucked language. A mechanic? That's what you ever fucked a mechanic, but not one of these guys who's got to have a sign that says "Come in for $30 in 30 minutes." I mean, a real grease monkey. You know what I mean?
We're talking about a fucking class A asshole or some shit, right?
I mean, he's on the little skateboard thing underneath the car. And he comes out, and you know, you do sex. When I was little, I always thought that fucking skateboard underneath the car was super cool. I was like, man, I want to go underneath the car.
Hey, it's they're still super cool, man. What the fuck?
Jason was regaling me of stories of when he lived in a trailer park. what state was that in? Where were you? In Alabama? Where were you? In
Florida.
The panhandle, I'm guessing.
No. Hope Sound.
West. Hope Sound,
East Coast.
Florida. Hope Sound, Florida.
Hope Sound, Florida.
People think of Florida. It's the southernmost state in the South. It's very hillbilly and hick Florida.
It's very hillbilly.
So you Florida. Spent a chunk of your days, of your formidable years.
Yeah.
Inside of a vehicle that did not move, basically. Isn't that what an RV is?
Well,
basically?
No, it wasn't an RV. It was one of them proper mobile homes, you know, like the big ones. Like, not
but a
big,
mobile home is a, the like mobile a trailer. Is right in
well,
the name.
Like, technically it's mobile, but it's up on fucking cinder blocks and it's like, you know. It's got a master bedroom, a guest room.
When mobile phones became popular, was that like, it was too soon? You're like, mobile home? What? No, I don't want one. No mobile phone. No, God, not again. No, no. All right. So Jason once was watched over the weekend.
Yeah.
We should tell Jeff this story.
Talk about
right?
this. Jeff knows I fucking, you know, he's met me a few times. He knows.
Jeff, sure. What you don't know about Jason is that one crazy weekend he spent in a mobile home that was not his mobile home. He was being watched, right? Am I wrong?
Yeah, I was being babysat by this.
And
lady.
In your mobile home was just you and mom, right? There was no like
no
cousin Cletus or my grandma.
Grandparents. It was my grandparents.
Why the fuck didn't they watch you?
Because they didn't want him.
Oh man,
neglect. I don't blame him. I was a fucking no
abandonment.
Look, dude,
neglect,
my,
abandonment.
No, look, my grandpa
poverty.
My grandpa like lived through the Great Depression, and sure. He was a combat medic in Normandy and Market Garden and all these horrible places, and he saw the camps.
Hobe, Florida.
He didn't need to take care
Hobe.
Of yeah.
What the
hobo sound?
Hobe.
Hobe.
Which is an abbreviation for hobos, because that's like hobos and drifters lived in this.
It's Hobe. Hobe. I think mobile. It's an indigenous. It might be an indigenous word, really. It's H-O-B-E. Hobe.
What was? Do you remember the name of the mobile park? Because they always have fabulous names.
Oh, nope.
Yeah, that's been repressed. All right, so your grandparents were like, "We don't want to watch JD." Okay, so your mother has to sweep you into another mobile home, right? Right.
So there's this neighborhood kid. What happened was my mom wanted to go have an interlude with the guy that became my stepdad.
Interlude.
Up
otherwise known as intercourse with lewds, high on lewds.
It was the 70s.
They yeah, they did lewds and banged. Did you get any half brothers or sisters out of this?
I got four half brothers and sisters, like two and two.
Okay, and you were you and mom were a package deal, right?
Right.
You didn't have any above you.
No. Well, there's other ones from the dad. Oh,
we all assumed that. We're just talking about mom. Yeah, yeah.
And there's probably some kids first in Vietnam, dad. Too, that are related to me as well.
Oh, they're probably that gorgeous. Guy, half that white, half Asian. That is my cup of tea right
Papa
there.
Papa was
it.
A rolling stone.
All right, so you're in Hobe Point, Florida, or Hobe.
Hobe Sound.
Hobe Canaveral, Florida.
Sound. It's
Hobe
sound.
Sounds. Mom's off banging future stepdad. So it's this was a good, she rolled the dice and came up sevens on that one. That was a good bet.
He was your boss back when we lived in Massachusetts. So, you know, I mean, hey.
Was he still in Mass? So this is LDR. It's a long distance relationship, right?
He was up there in Mass. No, he lived up in New Hampshire.
Up there in your ass.
And so he went all the way from New Hampshire down to get some Florida trailer park pussy, and where did they meet? In the middle, like St. Louis? Where's
no,
the middle?
Atlanta. No, he met Virginia. Her like at 80 percentile, you know, like,
oh, that's he really wanted to use after.
But he was the dude, man, you know, like we were broke as fuck, and he was, you know,
let me tell you a story about the dude.
So he travels 80% of the way to Atlanta, she goes 20% up, maybe it's even more like 90-10 to be honest, from New Hampshire.
Yeah.
And so they're having their interludes. And now you are back at the trailer park. Grandma and grandpa have said, no, we're not interested. But you could probably go back to your room during the day, or now you just stuck with this kid you were with, right? Or what would
No, no, I had to go. I had to get out of the house. I had to go. I don't know. Maybe they had some veterans function or something that they go to.
Right.
I can't remember.
At the VFW beers. Yeah,
they had to go to the VFW. We can't.
Michelob's a nickel tonight. Fuck off. So you stay with
some woman that lived in a trailer park that had a kid around my age. Right. And we don't even know because we moved there like, you know, 2 months.
So this is not your buddy from school.
No, no. This is
is a kid from the trailer park who's your age-ish.
This is before they realized what was really happening with serial killers and all that stuff.
Well, it was pre-Netflix.
Maybe.
Mobile parks before mobile phones were very different places. Everyone knows that.
So she had polio, the lady that was watching me.
Of course she did.
fucking polio. Who the hell has polio?
Right. Meanwhile, in my neighborhood, we had polo rugby shirts. Don't worry about it. You're fine. We'll watch your kid for a semester. Go have your interludes. Don't worry about it. He can stay in the guest pool house. We have the main pool house, and then we have the guest pool house. All right, so the polio mom, right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Her son, who's your age. Is there anybody else in that trailer?
That's it.
All right, they're watching you for the weekend.
Yeah. And that kid had an ear infection. And I had to sleep. in the same like uriny smelling bed for two nights, and he screamed in pain.
Yeah, like terrors.
Fucking, and like, I mean, it's a single bed, and I'm like next to this kid facing the wall, just like trying to ignore. There's no extra pillows. They had like the one. It sucked.
Just share a pillow with ear infection night terror boy.
Yeah, it sucked, dude.
How do you know his mother had polio?
Because my grandma told me that she had polio.
It was the talk of
and she
hope.
Was like, I mean, she could have fucking. She was like, like her legs were fucked up. Like she had the symptoms.
But it was worth it because your mom ended up with that new dad, and he was a real terrific fella.
Then I got shoes that fit.
And a left and a right. Not just two lefts.
Whoa, no more bell bottoms. Holy shit.
When did you move out of the... How long were you in the RV park?
3 or 4 months. I moved from bell bottoms to Huskies.
Wow, dude. Okay, so 3 or 4 months. All right, so like a business quarter. Good for you. I was worried that it was... You'd be a different person if you spent like a year or two there.
Oh, it was. I was.
You would have for sure got pregnant.
Yeah.
You would have figured it out.
That can happen in Florida, actually. You know.
All right, so Jeff, you
they
grew
call
up
it
in
seahorsing.
You grew up in the Bay Area. You're a kid. How does a kid deal with like earthquakes and stuff like that? Like, were you how like you were relatively young when like the World Series was happening in the Bay Area and the earth quaked and the highways fell. Like you were probably like relative youngster when that happened. Correct.
I was like, yeah.
92.
Yeah. I think I was like
a teeny bopper.
92. Was it?
Yeah. No, man, you were there, bro. You were there.
The World Series. Like it was like late 90s or.
Yeah. Right around there. Right.
I can't early remember. 90s. I think.
Oh, I don't know. It was crazy. Cause my dad was, he was on the freeway. And he got out of the, I don't know what it was like, you know, they're stacked on each other. I'm really bad with direction and knowing, but anyway, he got home, but like if he would have left like 20 minutes earlier, he would have like been in all that shit.
Oh, where so, like the highways like fell.
On yeah.
Like, right. Yeah. Pancaking.
So I was like, Legos? Legos are stacked. Blocks. What are things that are stacked on top of one another?
And
stackables.
And you have control of the board. Take a look at this.
he narrowly missed. Sorry, precious stones. What are precious stones?
These diamonds were someone's best friend.
Marilyn Monroe. Girls. Diamonds are a girl's best friend. Girl. What are girls?
What are girls is correct. And let's take a look at our next category.
Oh, I thought it was category. Excuse me. I've been pronouncing it wrong.
We'll be right back. We're back.
Pepperidge Farm Goldfish. Cheez-Its. Ritz Crackers. Yes.
Whoa. Oh, nope. It looks like you got 17. That ain't bad, 17. So we'll just see what she does, and we'll see how things come, you know. We'll see what happens, you know.
It was things that are cheese snacks.
Things that are cheese snacks. But how are you supposed to know that?
Well, you're supposed to guess.
Yeah, I mean, but.
I'd like to buy a vowel, but first I'd like to buy a F you, Pat. Man, fuck you, Pat. Also, Vanna, what's up?
What's up, Vanna?
Dude, I would fuck Vanna and Pat. I would fuck Vanna. I would fuck Pat to get to Vanna.
You might have to.
I'd fuck the wheel.
The wheel's the best part.
I love when everyone's like, it's so much smaller in real life. I'm like, how big did you think it was? Like an island? Is this wheel island and the whole thing spins? It's the last season of Lost. So you're a kid in Northern California. When do you move to Hollywood, move to New York City? How do you get out?
What did I do? I went to college in North Carolina.
And, why?
I don't know. I didn't get in anywhere else.
Okay. You got that big tobacco scholarship.
Yeah, I got And started doing stand up my senior year.
Did you go to UNC Chapel Hill? Did you go to Wake Forest? Did you go to
Chapel Hill? Yeah.
Nah, first guess. First guess.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is UNC Chapel Hill?
What is it?
Sorry, I'm back on the game show.
Okay.
So you go to UNC Chapel Hill, which I find it difficult to believe that that's the only place you got in, but whatever, they let you in. And also it's like UNC, is this the 80s? Is this the 90s? Is this the Zen? Like what year-ish is this?
96.
Okay. So we all knew UNC Chapel Hill because of all their sports successes, and maybe Michael Jordan went there or something, and they were champions at basketball. Right? Or they're the Tar Heels, right?
Yep.
So it's a big school that everybody knows internationally, and you end up there in the 90s, and then you fall into stand-up senior year. Why?
Well, I was doing a little sketch troupe stuff, an improv sketch troupe, and
what was the horrible name of your college comedy group? They all had shitty names.
The Diarrhea Kids.
That's the best one I've heard.
No, that I made that
amazing.
Up. I made that up.
We were Improv Unlimited.
We were Unlimited Diarrhea. At the end, we would spray diarrhea into the crowd. We got arrested twice. No, it was the Chapel Hill Improvisational Players. Chips.
Chapel Horrible.
That was terrible.
Horrible. All right, so very you're performing with Chips, and I'm guessing maybe, you decided to do stand-up because you did a couple of Chips shows. You had a Gangbusters show where you were fantastically funny, but the riffraff that was around you maybe yes-anded you out of some serious laughs, and you're like, maybe I should do stand-up and not rely on a fucking psych major to be funny when they're not. Am I wrong? Is that how you got into stand-up?
If you were starting a cult right now, I would join it. You know what I mean?
I want you to, because I've got Jason.
You're absolutely right.
I've got my son. I've got my son and Jason in my cult, so you'd be four.
I did one show, and one of the guys in the troupe said they were going to go to this comedy club, and I said, oh shit, I didn't even know they had one around here.
In the big city, like in the big city of Chapel Hill, like where were they going to the comedy club?
Raleigh.
Oh, the big city.
Charlie Goodnight's.
Oh, Charlie Goodnight. That was my stage name very early on, Charlie Goodnight.
Yeah, I remember that.
The Charlie Goodnight Gospel Hour. Very popular.
Yeah, and you were trying to get booked at Charlie Goodnight's, and there was a lot of confusion.
Yeah, they wouldn't do it because of the namesake and the register and the TM. But anyway, so you go to Charlie Goodnight's in the big city of Raleigh, right? And you do your stand-up, but you've already been doing sketch, and you've already been doing improv. You've already gotten bit by the comedy bug. How was that first set at Charlie Goodnight's?
It was actually good. It was good. They had their open mic was like 200 people, and it was pretty good. I had a good time. It went pretty good. Yeah, I did stupid impressions. I was doing like the dumb ones at the time were like the Eddie Murphy phone. It rings like his laugh. That was literally stupid. But that was pre 9/11, so people are much more like upbeat, you know, and relaxed.
Oh, sure.
So you could do really stupid shit like that. And you could be more weird, I think, back then.
Yeah.
Now people take it serious.
Stand-up comedy got like a lot more like therapy after 9/11.
Yeah.
Like someone's like, have you seen Chris Gethard's stand-up comedy show? And I was like, yes. Why would you think that I would like that? Anyway, but it was he's on a couch and he's like bearing his soul and like talking about his dreams and his mom issues. I don't know. I didn't watch all of it. But my wife loved it. But like it was much sillier back then. It was much
sillier.
More. I always loved Robin Williams, Harlan Williams, any of the Williamses, Venus, Serena. I loved all the Williams of comedy. But like Emo Phillips, Harlan Williams, Robin Williams, they were all very silly and
Bijou
I really
Phillips.
Enjoy that. I loved Howie Mandel, Fits Like a Glove. I thought that was genius when I was a kid. And I like a lot of Bill Cosby's later stuff, not the comedy stuff, though. What he did in the bedroom, I always appreciated. The guy knew what he liked. Having a reason to go to prison.
My wife bought Ghost Dad like 2 months ago.
I was like, what? Bought it? She bought it. She purchased it.
It was like $5.99.
How were they charging five in front of that 99? It should have just been 99 cents or please take Ghost Dad. I owned it on VHS. I know that. I do know.
You know,
that.
It's interesting when you watch people's work in retrospect.
Oh, sure. Because there's
Ghost
Dad.
Yeah, it's pretty. It's like, oh, okay.
He ghosted a lot of people's moms.
There's a great. Yeah. There's some Bill Cosby in there, man. You watch it. I'm not going to spoil it. You got to go rent it yourself.
I saw Ghost Dad. I Ghost Dad was better than Leonard Part 6. I remember that in the Cosby filmography.
Leonard Part 6? What was that one?
It was like his sci-fi comedy. Bill Cosby's sci-fi comedy. It was called Leonard Part 6.
Was there a lot of electricity? Like electricity.
Yeah. He had like lightning power or something. Yeah. Something he was wearing like a silver suit. Yeah.
Oh, I hate movies like that. The worst.
What has been your most positive COVID takeaway? Like what's the upside of all of this silliness and nonsense and lockdown?
Well, I think to appreciate the word of God and no, I'm just
teaching.
I don't know. I guess you have to just reevaluate. It's time to like get your shit together. I mean, there's no opportunity, I don't think, right? I mean, you know better than me. Everything's a standstill. I mean, you could just do this kind of stuff. I mean,
from stand up to stand still with Jeff Richards. Here we go.
Well, it's time to sit down and stay there.
Sit down and stand still with Jeff Richards. Come on, Jeffrey Hanson Richards.
When you get the desire to move, don't do it.
You sit it down, Buster. You sit it right down. You stand it still. Move your heart. Move your heart around. Try moving your heart around the room while you're perfectly still. Do you spend a lot of time? I mean, not anymore. We're not allowed to. You ever go down to the farmer's market on 3rd and Fairfax down there?
Yeah.
When I was living there, Jeff Garland was there every morning. You could just set your watch to Jeff Garland being at the farmer's market every single morning with his newspaper and his coffee. It was weird. It was like, and it was just, he was a constant. And if anyone from LA, anyone from out of town comes into LA and says, where can I see stars? I go, just go to the farmer's market and just kind of just sit there. And just
you're running into Jeff Garland.
You'll see Jeff Garland, I promise.
But if that's your,
you'll see Mr. Goldberg.
You usually people buy maps of stars at home. You just give advice on where Jeff Garland is.
Here's where Garland's going to be. Here's where he needs to be. I saw Michael Caine going into the Barnes & Noble at the Grove there off of the farmer's market. God only knows what Sir Michael Caine was buying at Barnes & Noble.
On the spot, Caine.
Tonight on the spot, Alda. Let's talk about where Alan Alda masturbated and left his signature.
Well, I All right. Well, I that's kind of like staring a little bit, right? I was sitting on top of the rod. I don't know how to do it. I was sitting on a park bench and it was great. It was great. Right. Show me your tits. Yeah.
I don't know, Trap.
I would think
Matt LeBlanc would be a little bit more, you know, well endowed. You know what I'm talking about.
Which one of the friends can you impersonate the best? Because I have an answer.
I don't know.
Have you ever tried to impressionize one of the friends?
Matthew Perry. He's just like. He's always like, I don't even know what I'm doing.
You gotta, make some noises when you just make a face, otherwise it won't go to you.
Don't.
Oh, on Zoom.
You gotta clap. Oh, really? Or something.
You gotta snap while you're doing your faces. It's not working.
Snap louder. Talk first.
Oh my God. Tonight's guest is Matthew Perry. Clearly. Wow. The great Chandler Bing.
I saw it. You saw it, right? Hold on, Chris. Look, I want to add a new element to the show. I want to show
the fifth element.
This is the third element. What the hell?
This is the third element?
The third, the 12th. Here we go. This will be fun.
Let me know when you get to the fifth element because I've got it ready.
Because I want to experiment. Boom. How are you doing on time, Jeff?
Oh, yeah, I got to get out of here pretty soon.
Yeah, he has something in September.
So I'm just
as long as we wrap it up by September. But we got to think about bringing this plane in for a landing.
No, I'm cool.
This right here. Tell me why. Goes out to everyone that has lost the team. The teams.
Oh, wow.
Favorite player. The players. That they truly loved. Come on. Check it out. Seemed like yesterday, SportsCenter was on. I love Kawhi, I love LeBron. Inside the NBA was my favorite show. Notorious, they got to know that. I love Chuck, Kenny, and Ernie. Words can't express what Shaq means to me. You know you're gone, we still a team. We're watching old games, nightmare, not a dream. In the future, can't wait to see. Slam dunk, repeat MVP. Reminisce sometime. The night they took my friend. Try to black it out, but it plays again. When it's real, feeling's hard to conceal. Can't imagine all the pain I feel. Give anything to see you again. This is hell. Damn, I'd even watch NHL.
I'm locked down. We have been flipping around.
Channels.
Every single day there's no NBA. I'll be missing sports.
I miss sports.
Every day I pray. When can you start to play? No summer Olympics. I miss you, sports.
Yo, stop whispering, bro.
Oh, it's brilliant. It's brilliant.
This is what I did when we were doing when COVID-19 hit. I have a 9-year-old son, so he has the distance learning, right? So he's stay at home school. And we're all locked in the house. And usually I can go vent my creativity at Jason's house, or I'll go to an audition, or I'll go hang out with friends, or I'll do comedy somewhere. And I was just kind of pent up. So I said, all right, I'm going to become Wild Al Yankovic. And I'm going to do 19 cover songs all about the coronavirus. And my kid's going to help me out. So it's going to be stay at home art school. So in the first like 3 weeks of lockdown, we banged out a song like every couple of days. I didn't have him help me out with all 19 songs just because I didn't want him to be like, fucking old man. Ah! You know, I just didn't want to like annoy him. I did like a couple on my own. Then I'd bring him in. Then I'd do another one. Then I'd bring him in. But I did the COVID-19 coronavirus anthems. And that was one of them. There's only two rap songs. You've only really heard me rap on the show so far, Jeffrey. But there's much more to my musical lexicon than just rhyme talk.
No, and I would hope there would be, and I know there would be.
But I guess I was singing the backup singers in that last.
But wait, how many songs have you already done?
Well, I did all 19. I mean, I banged them out.
You did 19 songs?
Yeah, and so like I would like smoke a little doober when the fam bam was asleep. Okay. Like 10:30 PM, spark it up. And then like, I would like the song would kind of either hit me or not hit me. Like I didn't want to force it. Although 19 songs in 3 weeks was excessive. Anyway. So like the song would come to me and I'd go, oh, okay. And I would, and I'd write the lyrics down and then I'd go to sleep and I'd look at it the next morning with fresh eyes. And then I would go in and do the ultimate meta thing of record on GarageBand in my garage. Wow, dude. And I would take like, you know, either I would look for like, if I was going to parody, Heartbreak Hotel Elvis. Like I would look like Heartbreak Hotel instrumental. Like I would look for like the instrumental version of Green Day, Wake Me Up When September Ends, like hoping that the band had the instrumental version. And then if not, I would just get the karaoke version. So a handful of the songs are the actual band-ish. And then the majority of the songs are just like the karaoke version, which are pretty decent.
That's the thing about it. If it's a pretty well-known song, if somebody did it right and you can get
yes,
all of it.
Yes. So I think my favorite one was honestly the Nirvana song. I don't know. I just like, cause I'm a child of the 90s and I just felt like I got a Dave Grohl vibe. So it just felt like it worked. But I did like my Elvis parody and I loved my Simon and Garfunkel parody. That was like, at first I did three songs and I just like would acquire videos like from YouTube. And then on the fourth one, which was the Simon and Garfunkel, instead of Homeward Bound, it was Home Lockdown. And I was
home
like,
Home Lockdown?
Yeah, like Home yeah. Lockdown. I wish I wasn't at Home Lockdown. Home. Where I'm down low vaping home. I can't remember anyway, but at the end is where I'm masturbating. And then I left it silently for me.
Oh, hilarious.
I really have to fucking jerk off.
Like, that's great.
Like a fucking ninja in my own house because these people are still here. Where I
that's how
so much that was. Garage.
That was college for me. My first year, I got a roommate and what are you supposed to do? You know,
you got to jerk off quiet.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, I used to hook up with chicks like super quiet. And I'm sure the roommate was like, fucking turn up the heat over there. I'm lonely.
Like, and he never did.
Somebody coo. Somebody just make a coo noise like fucking Jason's neighbor peacock. That's what they fucking sound like. My kid just woke up because of that. But yeah, so.
Maga, Maga, Space Force.